పుష్టు ఐ హావ్ మై సస్తాంగ్ దండవత్ పుష్పాంజలి మై హార్ట్ లైక్ ఫ్లవర్స్ థౌజండ్స్ అండ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అస్మదీయ పద్మ రాధతమ గురు పాద పద్మ నిత్య లీల ప్రవిష్ణు ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ అష్టోత్తర సత్య శిశిమాద్ రూపను విచారి వారి శిల భక్తి వేదాంత నారాయణ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్. సెకండ్లీ I offer my pranam thousands of times at the lotus feet of my Sri Rupa Nuga Gaudiya Guru Parampara. And I offer my pranam to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas Pancha. In this kirtan. This kirtan is so excellent.
This kirtan is so excellent.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur
is saying, Atma Nivedan to Aparekori Hoyenu Paramasukhe. O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Since the moment
с того самого момента,
I gave my Atma to you,
когда я отдал свою Атму себе,
I dedicated.
Я предался.
I surrendered myself completely at your lotus feet.
Я полностью посвятил свою себя, свою Атму твоих лотосных стоп.
Hoyenu Paramasukhe.
Paramasukhe.
I became completely.
Я стал полностью.
Completely joyful.
Полностью радостным, полностью счастливым.
In this world, everyone is anxiety.
В этом мире все находятся в таком волнении.
How will I live?
Как же я буду жить?
What will I do?
Что же мне делать?
What will the future hold for me?
Какое же будущее для меня уготовлено? Уготовано.
This state of anxiety is there.
Этот уровень волнения.
It is because such a life independent of the service of Krishna is not the nature of the soul.
Из-за того, что мы чувствуем себя независимыми от Кришны, что не является природой души.
Is pain a good thing?
Кто?
Is pain good?
А, это боль, это хорошая вещь.
Разве боль это хорошая вещь?
Вопрос. А, да.
Simultaneous translation. Is pain a good thing?
Что, разве боль хорошая вещь? Да.
Pain is good because it lets us know that something's wrong.
Поскольку она является признаком того, что что-то не так.
If you step on a
stone, если вы наступите на колючку,
then you have some pain.
То тогда вы будете испытывать боль.
It lets you know there's a thorn in your foot.
И это будет признаком
if
того, что
know,
вам надо
you may be infected,
излечить это. Если вы не знали, если бы боли не было, то вы бы тогда заразились и умерли.
So pain tells us there's something wrong.
И боль говорит нам, что есть что-то не то.
So we are feeling anxiety in the
material
world. It let us know there's something wrong.
И это даёт нам знать, что что-то не так. Это не наш дом.
This is not our natural condition.
Это не наше естественное состояние.
This is needing Russian should stick next to you so that you are not shouting in my ear.
Yes.
Every day we do this. It's very simple. If you need to hear Russian, sit next to the translator. So the anxieties in life that indicate to us we are not in our natural position. Every soul is hankering for happiness. Because that is the nature of the soul. By nature, soul is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of consciousness and blissfulness. But in our conditioned life, our nature becomes latent. It is somewhat covered. And the soul experiences so many anxieties. So here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when I did Atma Nivedan, Krishna, I surrendered to you. Once I became happy. Now there's no worry, no fear, no anxiety at all. Why? Because usually a person is thinking, will I enjoy it? But when we surrender at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna, then one never thinks, will I enjoy? This anxiety is gone. Because Bhaktaram Vyagya Tapasam, Krishna is enjoyer.
Потому что мы понимаем, что Кришна наслаждающийся.
Кришна is enjoy everything.
Кришна наслаждающийся.
Ясмин туштей джагат туштам. If Krishna is pleased,
Krishna
automatically
приятно,
you become happy. You saw on the last day of Kartik, no one was eating anything. And everyone was tired from almost 2 months of parikrama. Then we did Abhishek of Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu with honey, with fruit juice. So many ingredients. And then Fajagya. And then it was time to eat. But no one was hungry. Everyone completely satisfied. By serving Radha and Krishna, by chanting the holy names, by absorption in the spiritual activities, Krishna has been bathed. Krishna has been decorated. Krishna, Bhog has been offered. Everything was done only for Krishna. Automatically, everyone feels, this is the happiest day of my life. So, first anxiety, will I enjoy? This anxiety is gone. To give happiness to Krishna. It's not difficult to please Krishna. Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayatati. Give me some water, but with love. A flower, some fruit, a tulsi leaf. These things are inexpensive and available everywhere. Yet, if we can offer this to Krishna with whatever devotion we can muster in the heart, or especially the advanced devotee, they feel, I have no bhakti. So they will tell Krishna, please accept, may you be pleased. I have no love. I'm offering this, that my Gurudev will offer it to you. So you must accept, because my Gurudev is offering. I'm only assisting my Gurudev. So surely you will accept. You know, before class we're singing every day. Bhaktya vihina aparada lakshay chiptasya kamari taranga madhye kripa maitvam sharanam prapanna brinde humaste charanaravindam. This is not a ritual. Really, you have to say it from the core of the heart. What does it mean? Bhaktya vihina. I have no devotion, no bhakti. But what do I have? Aparada lakshay. Hundreds of thousands of offenses. Everyone sing this one. Bhaktya vihina. Think what you're telling. Oh, just now, we're in Govardhan. And Param Puja Pad Srila Bhakti Vallabh Jesu Maharaj was there giving class. You were there also, yeah. So before the class, he was praying. Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. He was praying to his Gurudev. And he became completely absorbed. And then he just began to talk. Exactly as if his Gurudev was standing in front of him. Do you know? Really? If anyone could not see, this is not important. But he could see. When you say pranam mantra to your Gurudev is there. Standing there. Whether you can see or not, Guru is there. So he did pranam to his Gurudev. Param Puja Pad Srila Bhakti Dayat Madhav Maharaj, very great Vaishnava. And at once he saw that his Guru was there. And he started to talk to his Gurudev. Now he is very old. Very, very old. And talking in the presence of his Gurudev like a small child. He is very old. And very great Vaishnava.
But when
he prayed to his Gurudev, he became like a child in the presence of his Guru. And then he thought,
oh Gurudev,
I have no devotion. And in my heart, there are reactions for many apparats, many offenses. Please give me your shelter. And the devotees, they begin to cry. Because really, he was realizing the presence of his Gurudev. So not in the lecture, only in the Mangalacharan to the lecture, all devotees are crying. It was a very beautiful moment. So we are saying before class, Bhaktya bihina aparada lakshay. I have no devotion and many offenses. Chiptasya kamari taranga madhye. And by this, these offenses. Jai Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Juki Jai. By the reaction to these offenses, Chipta, I am thrown. Kamadi taranga madhye, by waves of calm, lust, etc. Lust, anger, greed, attachments, like this. Understand? Bhakti is very powerful. Only one name, Hare Krishna, can completely purify the heart. But why do we not feel the effect? Because of the effect of aparad. Only by the committing of offenses do we feel the material desires coming. Ashesha kamana ridhi majimura. Many attachments to this world. So, kripamai tvam shanam prapana. Oh, Brindadevi, you are very merciful. So, I am completely taking shelter of you. Kindly save me, give me shelter. So, really from the core of the heart, it's necessary to pray to Shri Guru, Gauranga, Brindadevi, Giraj Govardhan, Jamuna Devi, Yoga Maya Devi. We also pray little to Radha and Krishna, but not so much. Because if you will always be thinking, oh, Krishna is Bhagavan, Radhika is Purna Shakti, then the Aishwarya feelings will come. So we also pray to them. But mainly to their associates, those who have bhakti for them. And to Radha Krishna, Paricharya Seva. Means giving massage and feeding. Who is Bhagavan, who is Atmaram, has no hunger, so no need to feed. But our Krishna, Nanda Nandan Shama Sundar, Madhya Shoda said, I don't know, it will be 100 births before my boy becomes Atmaram. Ek so janma ke baad mera lala aparam ho jayega. So here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying,
Oh Krishna,
since I gave my life to you, I have no worries at all, because I never think of my own enjoyment. And all things that are happening, Sarva Lokama Eshwaram, because you are controlling everything. You are the hand behind everything. So I'm satisfied with everything that happens. Everything that happens is perfect. Everything that happens to me is perfect. Only I am imperfect. My activities have many faults. But all that is coming to me, this is only Bhagavan's kripa, mercy of Supreme Lord.
скрипы Верховного Господа.
To test my devotion.
Для того, чтобы проверить мою преданность.
And to rectify my
И для того, чтобы
weaknesses.
Искоренить мои слабости.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, now I have no worries.
Сейчас у меня больше
Everywhere
нет
I look, I see only happiness.
Куда бы я ни посмотрел, вижу только счастье.
Ашок Абхаямрит Адара Тома Тяна Дуай. О Кришна, your two lotus feet.
О Кришна, твои лотосные стопы.
They are the reservoir of all nectar and fearlessness and Ashok. There's no lamentation there.
Никакой скорби в
Кришне. Especially as people get older.
Особенно если люди.
The tendency they slowly become more and more bitter and cynical. And they have more and more regrets.
Больными, старыми, у них больше и больше печали.
But in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no shock, no lamentation at all. Thomas Sangsare, Koribo 7, I am living in your house. Don't think your house is your house. Think your house is Krishna's house. And you are the Naukari. Maid servant in Krishna's house. In this way your house becomes mandir, becomes temple. And you are the only servant living in that house, servant of Krishna. And I will go to work. But not for me, for you. Now your employer is Krishna. Many, not all, some are renounced. But those who are still doing some work in this world, never work for yourself. Think, Krishna is my employer. I am his employee. All the work I'm doing is for him. Buy this money, I will buy food for him, clothes for him, organize the festivals for his glorification. Like this. Now your whole day becomes Krishna's seva. The arop siddha bhakti. Not pure bhakti, but the element of devotion is there. Some particle of devotion is in all your activities. I will always make the jatana, koribo jatana means endeavor that Krishna should be happy. Hoi pade anuragi, and always remembering his lotus feet. Oh Krishna, while I'm serving you, all the problems that come, I accept them to be great happiness. So previously what was a problem and difficulty in your life now becomes transformed. Just like if I give you a box, very heavy, 50 kilos, and I say, oh, carry this box for on your back for a mile. Then, complaining. But if I am 1 mile from your house and I give you a box, oh, this is 50 kilos of gold. You carry it to your home, you can keep it. Then you're carrying. It weighs exactly the same. But will you be complaining? No, singing and dancing. Like this. So, if you're thinking from your activity something valuable will come, then all the difficulties become happiness. So if you are thinking, by serving Krishna, then I will get Krishna Prem, love, pure love, and the Siddha Swarup, spiritual body. I will go to Goloka Vrindavan and dance and serve Radha and Krishna forever. Then any difficulty that comes to you, you're laughing. My Gurudev said, we don't run away from problems. We open our arms like this. Problems. Please come. I accept you. Swagatam, welcome. This is devotee. Devotee has no darkness, no lamentation. Nothing is bad or wrong. Devotee is always overjoyed. Problems, yes, more. Come. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here, happiness and distress, which we meet as we are serving Krishna, they are both a great treasure because Nashai Avidya Duk. the happiness and distress. It will destroy avidya. Avidya. Vidya means ignorance of accepting the body and mind to be the self. Avidya means to accept anatma as atma. This is avidya. What is anatma, which is not you, to think that that is you. This is avidya. So, in the course of our life of service, and happiness comes. But we don't become carried away by this happiness. Stay calm and quiet. People talk about tolerating suffering. No, you have to tolerate happiness and success also. Otherwise you become dumbic, proud, puffed up. When you are successful, you have to tolerate to think the idea, I am successful.
Oh.
By Krishna's mercy, even though I am full of faults and mistakes, it became a great success. Only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And if there's some problem, like this, also tolerate peacefully, without complaining. So, if a person does this, then their avidya gradually will go away. Not in one day, you know. Many chapters of Bhagavad Gita, this is an important point. In Bhagavad Gita, many chapters there about karma yoga. Only working, doing your duty without attachment. And always being equipoised. Matra spashas tu konteya chitosna suka dukada agama paino nityas tangs titikshash pabharata. Hey Arjun, you know that the feelings of happiness and feelings of distress, they come from matra spasha, the touch of the senses with the objects. You are not this body, you are not these senses. Why you become happy or distressed? Because of the contact of senses with different objects in this world. Because of avidya only. Ignorance. So, if in the course of your daily life, whatever you are doing, you tolerate this happiness and distress, shitoshna sukha dukada, this happiness and distress, Krishna said, like Sita and Ushna, summer and winter, heat and cold, you know, winter time comes, and it's cold. Then summertime comes and it's hot. All this is external. So similarly, happiness comes, distress comes. It's all external. Don't put your mind in this. Don't be attached. So Krishna said, Matras Pashas to Kuntiya Shitoshna Sukudu Agama Peino Nityas Tangs Titikshashva Bharata. Oh Arjun, just tolerate. Why? Yam hi na vyatyantyete purusham purushasabha sama sukam dhiram somra tattvaya kalpate. One who is dhira, again this word comes again and again. Vacho vayiga manasukro dhira. Everywhere this word is dhira. A person who is sober, not proud, not intoxicated by ego, they tolerate this happiness and distress, and somri tattvaya kalpate, they become eligible, qualified for amrita. Everyone is not qualified for amrita, immortality. Amrita means immortality, and amrita in our shastra is used as a code word for siddhideha, your spiritual form, because this body has mrita, it dies. But only your swarup, your atma swarup is amrita, never dies. So you become eligible to understand who you are by always practicing tolerance in the course of your services.
So,
Krishna speaks in this way many times about karma yoga in Bhagavad Gita. By karma yoga, being equipoised and not attached in all situations, gradually sthirata buddhi comes. Sthirata buddhi, steadiness of mind. Shakshitva, I am not doing. I am only observer of activities of my mind and senses. And in this stage, the ignorance of identification with the body goes away. But not in one day. Many years, you have to practice, always being situated in peacefulness and tolerating everything. And better than karma yoga, bhakti yoga. You have to have the same attitude, but you are working in the service of your Gurudev. Bhakti yoga. And hearing, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sadguru ke paas Hari Naam Mahamantra Diksha lena chahiye. Yes sir. Avasya. Necessary to receive mantra from a qualified guru. And every day chant the names of God. And serve Guru and serve Krishna. Slowly, 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 this avidya, body identification will go away. By karma yoga, it will go slowly. But by bhakti yoga, the process is more powerful. Because the activities of karma are the dharma of body and mind. But the activities of bhakti are the Atma Dharma. Serving God is the Jiva Dharma, the religion of the soul. So very quickly, progress comes. Here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Seva Sukha Paimani, O Krishna, being absorbed in your service, from morning to night, like this. We are making our program here in Anandam. That every devotee, from before 5 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, has so many services, so many classes, kirtans, artis, studying, chanting, like this. By force, we give some engagements, that no one has time. Ah, how can I do everything? This is called aggressive grace. Aggressive grace. Like our Raghunath Das Goswami. He said about Sanatana Goswami, his Shiksha Guru, Vairagya Yog Bhakti Rasam Payatna Apayanamma Manu Bipsamandam Kripam Bodhi Yog Paraduka Duki Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Mashrayami. O Sanatana Goswami, my dear Shiksha Gurudev, your heart is so soft. You cannot tolerate to see another person is unhappy. So what did you do in my life? Apayanam Mam Anubhipsamandam. I was blind. But you caught me, and by force, you made me drink this bhakti rasa. Just like sometimes a cow is sick. The cow is sick, but cow does not know how to take medicine. So then the coward person who is taking care of the cow, he has to get the medicine and by force put it in the throat and make the cow swallow. So Raghunath Das Goswami says, oh, I thought I wanted bhakti, but now I realize I didn't want it. But anyway, my Gurudev, he caught me. And he gave me so much seva. He said, read this book, learn this verse, listen to this katha, chant so many rounds every day, remember your Gayatri mantras, oh, serve the cows, cook for the deities, learn mridanga, study Sanskrit, like this, from morning to night, like this. Because, oh, Gurudev, he took all my energy, 108%.
Awesome.
Mm? It took. So not 1% of my energy could go in Maya. If 1% of your energy will go in Maya, Maya will not be satisfied.
So,
why only 1%? I want more. Give me 10%. Then when Maya takes 10% of your energy, why only 10%? Maya will slowly take everything. Like Bharat Maharaj, you know? Bharat Maharaj was doing sadhana, and a small deer came. Huh? And he gave some attention. Oh, next. After some time, Maya had taken all his... Even when he was chanting Harinam, he was remembering the deer. And when he died, he became a deer. Even lost human form of life. So very mercifully, Gurudev puts on your head responsibility. More and more, so you cannot carry anymore. I know my Gurudev. Oh, Prem Prajan, give class. Come with me on a tour. Travel here and there. Distribute books. Oh, and while you're doing that, chant 1 lakh Harinam. Oh, and don't forget, I want you to translate this book. And it has to be ready for printing in 6 months. Like this. Guru is very merciful. He puts responsibility on your head. Almost you are breaking. You feel you will break. But anyway, you have to keep going. After some time, then you can be like Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was old, oh, Sanatana Goswami, you are very kind to me. By force, you made me realize the service of Radha and Krishna. So, here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I can't find it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Purva itihaso bulinu sokala. I became so absorbed in serving you, Krishna, that I totally forgot my previous life and history. I can't remember who am I, what I did before, anything. So we have to come in this state. If you remember who you are, I am so and so, I am from this country, this is my job, everything, then you cannot be absorbed in your relation with Krishna. Because these thoughts, they're all the temporary material world. But if you are serving all the time, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here, I cannot even remember who I was before. Seva Sukhapa, and I feel so happy. I only remember one thing. Amito Tomar Tumito Krishna, I am yours and you are mine. Ki kaja apanadani. What's the use of any other activity? No need. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a very advanced Vaishnava. Actually, he is an associate of Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. And he's showing us the path of spiritual life. Sometimes we compare ourselves to other devotees. Then we think, I'm a good devotee. I don't become angry like him. And I don't talk so much prajapa like him. I don't sleep as much as she sleeps. And I chant more rounds than him. I am good. Never. You compare yourself to your Guru Varga. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning and chanting his 1 lakh Harinam in the morning time. And then writing books. And then taking 1 or 2 chapatis. Then he was going to work. Coming back from work, then he would go with his son Bhima Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta, and he would make pravachan and give class. Then again in the evening, chanting. Only 2-3 hours sleep. And again at 1 o'clock in the morning, standing kind of like this. Compare
Сравните.
Yourself with your Guru Varga. How are they doing sadhana? Then, like our Rupa Goswami. He said, Dualitari deam bhakti lesha alasasya. Prachina nam bhajanam atulam duskaram srinvato me. Said, when I think of the great devotees of the past and how they did very intense sadhana, and I compare myself with them, I think, Jwalitari deyam, my heart burns, bhakti leisha alasas, and I think I have no love at all. I feel I have no interest in Krishna, no interest in bhakti, when I think of how they were doing their sadhana. But then I remember, oh Krishna, you are Karuna Sindhu, an ocean of mercy. So the ocean is such that if you sit on the beach and wait, the tide will come in and it will wash over you. This is why Krishna is called Karuna Sindhu, ocean of mercy. Because if you just chant the name of Krishna and take shelter of Krishna and wait, don't get up and leave, that absorption in Krishna, no matter how who you are, how unqualified you are, then the waves of Krishna's mercy, the tide of Krishna's mercy will come in and wash over you. You know, if a king will sit on the beach, the ocean will come. Or if a dog will sit on the beach, the ocean never sees this is a king or this is a dog. Only who is there waiting, and the waves of the ocean will come. So Krishna is like this. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Ocean, we have to take shelter of Krishna and pray. And don't go away. Stay always with your heart close to Krishna and wait. And surely, after some time, the waves of Krishna's mercy will wash over you. So now, one verse. So very, very complicated. Go, go, Pakar, Anubanam, Nayatam Mudara, Venu Swanar, Kalapadais. Tanu Vitsu Sakya Aspandanam Gatit Matam Pulakastarunam Niryoga Pasa Krita Lakshna Yovitita. Now, art is coming. Now, Gora Arti, the Sandhya Arti is not an ordinary thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inviting all to come in the Yoga Pit of Mayapur. Mahaprabhu with Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they invite all, come into my kirtan, in Mayapur Yoga Pit. And if you be absorbed in that kirtan, you will see everything will transform to Vrindavan and Mahaprabhu and Gadadharpandit will be Radha Krishna. So this is the essence of our arti. So with full attention, now we will sing Gaura Arti. Gaura Premanande.